This is brought to you by Wilfred Brimley, helping you to manage your
man now, dog,
and get the
safety not carry
you need
mullet haircuts
so you can live
forever.
Good morning. I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about
time travel.
Actually, about
traveling faster than the speed of light
and how it's affected me in my life. I'll start when I was first
abducted by the mullet man.
I was scared to death. I was experiencing
299,792,458 miles per second.
For instance, I had an unquenchable thirst
to travel through time.
My
mullet haircut
felt like a tongue. I was losing
track of the year.
I was
going to a different year
every 15 or 20 minutes all through the night. So I wasn't getting any rest, and as a result of all these things,
I'll push it to the limit.
And I wasn't afraid to die. Man doesn't like to admit he was scared, but I truly was. I wasn't afraid to die. I knew that was coming to all of us. But what I was afraid of was that I might
alter the course in history,
feeling like I felt like I have to live a long time, and I really was interested in that. So finally, at the urging of
the mullet man,
the ones who love
to travel through time
the most, I went to see
the mullet man,
and he explained things to me in language that I understood. And I think the most important thing he said to me was, Wilfred,
not guaranteed.
And if you want to get
to travel through time,
I'm going to give you a few things to do. And the more attention you pay to
you're the man now, dog,
and the more diligent you are, the faster you'll get
to travel through time,
and the better you'll feel. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the way it's been. Through the years, the closer I've paid attention to the instructions
of the mullet man,
the better I feel. Now I'm perfect. And I was perfect. Man doesn't like to admit he was not perfect, but I truly was. I knew I was perfect to all of us. And I've slipped up
in 1912.
And I've eaten ice cream
in 1972.
An apple pie
in 1915.
And I've done things I shouldn't do
in 1942.
But I want to tell you, when I eat apple pie and I eat ice cream and I eat the foods that I'm supposed to eat
in the time I'm supposed to be,
and I do my exercise
number 4,
then I take my
acid,
I do feel
high.